There was a very well-known song from the 1960s made famous by the group The Byrds, and it was taken right out of the book of Ecclesiastes, chapters 3. To everything, it says, there is a season and a time to every purpose. And that song caught a lot of attention. You still hear occasionally on oldies playlists. To everything, there is a time and a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to live, a time to die, a time to be born. It's first few verses of chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes there are quite interesting in that way. I look at that and I think of another song called The Long and Winding Road about life. That life can be kind of winding. There's a time for this and a time for that. And we have to be able to navigate all of the twists and turns of the journey of life in order to come out right at the end. And that, I think, is a good approach to looking at the book of Ecclesiastes as a lens to understand things about life, and especially in light of the author of that book, Solomon, the king of Israel. I've been doing a series off of some personal study on the book of Ecclesiastes and Solomon's life in this way. And I talked earlier about the beginning of Solomon's reign. But as the years went by in Solomon's kingdom, you know the story. He grew in wisdom. God blessed him with wisdom as well as with wealth. He asked for wisdom, and God gave him wisdom and wealth in a famous episode that is described there in the Bible. His wisdom was so strong and so well known that people came from foreign lands. And one of the better known stories is that of the queen of Sheba, or the queen of the south, who comes to examine what she had heard about Solomon and his kingdom and the wealth of his court in Jerusalem. The story is told in 1 Kings chapter 10 of how she came with her entourage, and as she looked at everything about Solomon and examined him and listened to him, she said, "This is better and more than I had even heard or anticipated." She brought her gifts. They exchanged matters of things, and she even shows up, the queen of the south, in a statement that Jesus makes in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 42, when he says that the queen of the south will rise in the judgment. And it's the judgment of what Revelation 20 describes as the great white throne after the thousand-year period of Christ's reign on earth called the millennium. In that judgment, the queen of the south will rise and condemn the generation that Jesus was talking to in that particular account in the Gospels. Because she came and she saw at least the work of God as it was blessing in a physical way Solomon, and she proclaimed that. And she'll stand in the judgment and at other times and other peoples and say, "You should have been listening to your servant, in that case, Jesus Christ." When you think about all that Solomon built, and the Bible tells us the buildings, the monuments, and the armies, and what he did, there's a question that comes: what remains? You go to Israel today, you see very, very little from the time of Solomon. You'll see a few ruins of some stables in a place called Megiddo, and maybe a few other things, but it's all gone. Of all that Solomon did, what remains? Well, what remains are his Proverbs. What remains is his story. What remains is a book called Ecclesiastes and the Song of Solomon. Wisdom. Words written down in a book, the Bible, for us to understand and to gain understanding. And in the seasons of our life, remember, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose, we look at times to those words. There are certain seasons that I will look to those words. Summertime happens to be one when I will read the book of Proverbs just to think about wisdom. But the big lesson is what comes out of the book of Proverbs, that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And that takes a lifetime of study. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12 and verse 11, Solomon wrote, "The words of the wise are like goads, their collected sayings like firmly embedded nails, given by one shepherd. Be warned, my son, of anything in addition to them. Of making many books there is no end, and much study wearies the body." Well, a lifetime of study does sometimes weary the body, hopefully it doesn't weary the mind and our intellect, and certainly our bent toward righteousness and truth. That's a lifetime study. And that's how we navigate that long and winding road and learn to make sure that the seasons of our life are aimed and guided in the direction of righteousness as we go through and learn those lessons. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.